And aloha. Aloha and blessings, lovely sisters. It's Maya Ananda coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the beautiful big island of Hawaii. My usual time to join you, the sun just rising over the Ohia forest. Looking like it's going to be a lovely day here on the big island. Just a few puffy clouds and a light breeze and just perfect temperature. There is Mystery Rooster singing his morning song somewhere around here. And of course, my trusty hound, Sylvester, rescue dog, sitting on my lap. So in this space of love, peace, and joy, we come together. And I am so grateful always for your presence here and seeing what messages need to come through today to join you wherever you are. So let's send together our hearts as one, a big wave of compassion, a big wave of gratitude for your journey, wherever you are, wherever this finds you. Just be thankful. You've come far, sisters. Tomorrow doesn't exist, so let's just focus on today, and hopefully you've carved some space right now to just sit and really absorb what will come out. So, it has been momentous 2 weeks here for me, and I don't want to go into it all again, but if you'd like to backtrack, you can go to our YouTube channel, newly created, so just a few things up at this point, and watch the video on Invoking Kali, where I go into in-depth on what's happening and my encounter with the patriarchy and the very heavy, shadowy sides of our society. So encourage you to take 15 minutes and watch that video. It will get you up to speed because it's just continuing here. I've been ousted from the house I've rented for the past 2.5 years, and now in a lovely temporary space until the permanent space is available. And there I will be creating a healing space in a room that is just dedicated to these broadcasts. And if any of you are coming to the Big Island, a space where you can come and we can gather as women do and must. And I think it's there that I'll begin, sisters, because... And I'm just going to come out with it. There's no more time to kind of pussyfoot about and walk delicately and gently around what we're doing here. But the whole purpose of the Happy Heart Sanctuary was to create a sanctuary space. Well, it's a little bit tough to say. Sanctuary space. A haven. Not just to come together as women. Because there are spaces dedicated to that, lovely spaces. And this, of course, will be one of those. But it is a space to learn new tools. Or rather, to rebirth old tools. Because we are at a time, sisters. Such a crux. It is the penultimate moment in the universe where the daughters of Goddess must come together and rise and shift the vibration of this planet together. No more can we continue in the vein that we have been. No more, sisters. It has led to our death and our destruction, our emptiness, the loss of our femininity, loss of our femininity, the loss of our power. How many of you who are listening to this now can claim with absolute sincerity that you walk your truth? Every moment in every breath, that you stand in your sovereignty, that you have shed completely the sense of less than, that fear is just a memory. How many of you go through your days feeling worn out in an endless loop of destruction, of exhaustion, grasping at any little glimmer of light, of hope, to break this cycle? And I share with you, sisters, that is why I am here, and that is what we're doing here, to break this cycle. And I'm kind of not messing around anymore. So I know there are those of you out there that these words will sing to you, your warrior spirit. And it is time to rise. It is not time to shy away from that sense of, I'm here for a purpose. And I will share with you, sisters, as I've said many a times in group, that your purpose let me phrase carefully. Many of you enjoy being a partner, enjoy wearing the hat of mother and the various other hats that you wear that define you in this life. And I'm sure you take some joy in those roles, but that's not your sole purpose. Those are just add-ons. What is in your heart, sister, that is calling you? Why are you here? I guarantee you it is not to just be mom chauffeur, mom cook for the rest of your days. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. And I'm here to touch that button that lights you up inside, gets you on fire, and says you are right. The way society has been crafted is not in our favors, sister. It is not. And it has not been crafted by us. We are not living the life that is intended for any of us, man or woman. This is not the life that was intended. And it is time to see through the illusions, the delusions, the pretty little blinders that have been gilded for us, and say, look through these and see life how I want it to be seen. The time is ending, sisters, is already at an end where we can continue in that vein. Just pausing for a moment to enjoy the beauty here and wishing I could share it with you. The trees and the birds, and really the air is just so soft today. I was walking my little dog right before dawn, and the smell of ginger in the air was just, oh, so beautiful. I thought that is why I'm here in this space of goddess. This is what she's created for us. My dog just knocked the microphone like near to the ground as he gets comfortable. I want nothing less than for each and every one of you to live in your joy, your peace, your purpose, your bliss. That each day you wake up and you are filled with the joy of life. You have a day ahead of you that is yours. That is yours. Time for you to work on your heart projects, your heart songs. not to go through the day with endless tasks that leave you depleted and exhausted, and no time for that joy within your heart to blossom. How many of you live in that space? How many? How many of you just looking for a new path, a new way? How many of you thinking, is this it? Is this why I'm here? Is there nothing more? How many? And I say, if each and every one of us that said, how many of us felt that way? How many of us said, is this it? If we came together, putting our energy, our joy, our hearts together, what could we create in this world? And that is what the Happy Heart Sanctuary is for, a space of gathering, a training ground, if you will, for the new human, a new way of life. Because the way that we have out there now, it's a dead end. Now, you might think this sounds all, you know, really, really big. And it is. It is. Because quite frankly, what we've been doing is not working. We have many tools within us, sisters. Many tools and much power within us. We have just been told and taught to shove it aside, to walk over it, to fear our own power. And I say that time is done. That time is done. Sisters, do not fear your power, your glorious power, connecting to your womb energy, the mighty force within you to create life, to create your love, your projects, your dreams, your visions. It is connecting and reconnecting to that space that you create in this world. What will you create today, sisters? Such a peaceful space here. I wish to share it with you. All this aloha and blessings to bring it to you in your space, to create a little bit of just joy in your life. Some stillness, some peace. How will you nourish yourself today, sister? What time have you set aside just for you? And I could just hear the collective groan of so many going, there's no time, I've got too much to do, the kids need to go there, and, you know, work is this, and the million tasks that we have before us. And if I could leave you with anything this morning, or whatever time it is for you, know this. If we don't at least begin to shift that habit of demanding and knowing that it's a right to take time for ourselves, to nourish ourselves in healthy, fulfilling ways, then we are lost. That is the first step. The first mighty step, sisters, in reclaiming who you are and reclaiming your time and your right to nourish yourself without feeling guilty That is an imposed emotion. Why should we feel guilty for taking time for ourselves? Why? Throw that into the fire and burn it. And spread the ashes in the wind. Take time. Demand time. It is your right. Start today. Don't put it on a shelf of tomorrow's. There's no more time for that, sisters, honestly. Reclaim that space today. 10 minutes, 15, an hour, better. But let's just, 10, 15 minutes to sit outside in a space. That's your time to just connect. Don't bring a device. Don't bring anything with you. And just connect. Allow your mind to be cleared of clutter. Offering it to the land. Offering your worry, your sorrow, your heartache to Great Mother. Putting your hands in the soil and say, take it. I don't want this anymore. Make it into something else, something beautiful, and leave me feeling light. It's one of the first things we do here when we gather is offer that weight to Great Mother. And see if you don't feel a shift within you. These are the tools of women. These are the tools of the wise women, the magical women, the witches, the priestesses, the knowing of how to shift energy, the knowing of the medicine and wisdom of Mother Earth. The knowing. Don't push down your knowings anymore, sister. Allow them to bubble up. Honor them. I'm feeling right now that that's complete. And for some reason, my little dog's shivering here, although it's not chilly at all. I think, but I have a sweater on, right, Sylvester? But the sun will come out in full force shortly, and he'll be looking for shade. So, sisters, I thank you again for joining me in this space, knowing that this is a space of connection, communion, and motivation, inspiration for your journeys, inspiration to shift your energy going from meh to magical. Magnificent. You can do it. I know you can. This is Maya Ananda, Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii, and wishing you joy, love, and peace for your day. Aloha. Bye.